Catholic Coalition challenges Georgia Senate candidate John Ossoff on religious persecution. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on December 16, 2020. The Catholic Coalition Against Religious Tests for Office has challenged Georgia Senate hopeful John Ossoff to renounce the anti-Catholic bias of his party's leadership. John Ossoff must address the Democrat Party's Catholic problem, said coalition leader Ed Martin Wednesday. Vice President Biden's nomination of anti-Catholic California Attorney General Becerra to his cabinet is only the most recent example of anti-Catholic bias, Mr. Martin said. But because the media always gives a free ride to Democratic Party candidates, citizens who meet Ossoff on the campaign trail must do the media's job. Catholic groups have been up in arms over Mr. Biden's choice of pro-abortion zealot Xavier Becerra as Secretary of Health and Human Services, calling for all-out opposition to the appointment. It would be hard to find any public servant more anti-life and anti-religious liberty than Xavier Becerra, wrote Catholic League President Bill Donahue, noting that his sole qualification for the job is his passion for expanding access to abortion. No abortion is more gruesome than partial birth abortion procedures. It kills babies who are 80% born. This explains why the Congress banned it in 2003, Donahue noted. Becerra voted to keep it legal. The Catholic Herald similarly observed that as Attorney General of California, Becerra was the one who sued the Little Sisters of the Poor for refusing to accept the Obamacare contraception mandate. Becerra spent years tormenting the Little Sisters of the Poor in court, trying to force them to pay for things like abortion pills against their consciences, said Ashley McGuire, a senior fellow at the Catholic Association. He also led efforts to force pro-life pregnancy resource centers to advertise for abortion. What will Mr. Ossoff's stance be regarding the overt anti-Catholicism of Democrat leadership? Martin queries. Does he support the Biden nomination of California Attorney General Xavier Becerra, who led the persecution of the Little Sisters of the Poor? Ossoff is the chosen candidate of the media, so Georgians must ask him the questions the media never will. Martin states, namely, will he take a stand against Joe Biden's anti-Catholic agenda and cabinet nominees and the Schumer-Harris Senate attempt to deny public office to Catholics? 1.2 million Catholics and all Georgians who believe in religious freedom must know if Ossoff defends Dem Senate leadership's hostility to Catholics in public office, persecution of Little Sisters of the Poor and taxpayer-funded abortion on demand, Martin said. On Wednesday, the Catholic Coalition Against Religious Tests for Office released a video advertisement above, pressing Georgia Senate candidate John Ossoff to stand against religious persecution by his party's leadership. Follow at Williams Rome.